And we read in verse 7, and they gave them drink in vessels of gold, the vessels being different one from another, in royal wine in abundance, according to the bounty of the king. In other words, everything was there in abundance. And this was a great banquet, and the drinking was according to the law. None did compel. And, of course, they weren't as civilized as we are today. Some of these businessmen tell me that it's almost impossible to go to some business meetings today where they have a cocktail party and not participate. One man told me that he had an executive position, and the owner or the president of this tremendous concern called him in. Noticed at one of their social gatherings that he didn't drink. And of all things, I would think today that a president of a corporation would want a sober man. And he rebuked him because he hadn't participated in drinking the cocktails. But you see, we're civilized today, and we force them. Back there, they didn't force them at all. None did compel. For so the king had appointed to all the officers of his house that they should do according to every man's pleasure. Also, Vashti the queen made a feast for the women in the royal house, which belonged to King Ahasuerus. Now, Vashti, she made a banquet for the women. You see, the men and the women didn't have a banquet together in that day. That was a breach of social custom to have done that. Again, my, they are uncivilized, aren't they, not to have it all together, and to have a display of sex in some manner or other. But they really didn't. This is serious business. Not selling an automobile, but it's selling a war, a campaign against Greece. And so here Vashti has a meeting of the women's auxiliary. They meet in a separate palace, the palace of Vashti, and she's entertaining the women at this banquet. Now, notice what happens, though. On the seventh day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, and that means he got drunk. This king overstepped himself. You didn't have to drink, but if you wanted to, you could have all you want. And the king, apparently, was not a teetotaler by any means, and he got drunk. Now, he did something that he would never have done had he been sober. He commanded a human, Biztha, Harbona, Bigtha, and Abagtha, Zether, and Carcass, the seven chamberlains who served in the presence of Ahasuerus, the king. Now, this was quite an exercise in pronunciation here, but these men were the men who did the bidding of the king. And in his drunken condition, he commands them to go and bring Vashti the queen before the king with the crown royal to show the people and the princess her beauty, for she was fair to look on. You see now what he's doing here is a thing that's very ungentlemanly. It was positively crude. He never would have done it had he been sober. And he sends them to bring her. And apparently the reason that he's doing it, he displayed his glory and his riches. And now he wanted them to see the glory of Vashti, his treasure, his jewel, as it were. Well, instead of displaying that, why, we find here that he reveals a family scandal.